Let's go to Bill Roller, who joins us at BR Capital. A bumpy ride in the stock market today, huh?
It's a little bit interesting there, Jeff. Dow's off 75. ADP employment report came out, and it was light. 119,000 in April versus 201,000 revised for March. So, you know, there's some concern that the economy is basically kind of flatlining right now.
Yeah, you know, I watched the talking heads on CNBC in the morning. And, you know, they were a little surprised by that number. And after yesterday seeing the ISM, now I got to ask you about this. Something's not adding up with the ISM number. And I read a bunch about this morning. The regional ISM index doesn't add up to the total that was reported. Some people are saying manipulation of the data. So the shorts go running for cover yesterday. The market explodes upwards. Today we get bad news with the ADP jobs report, which is often wrong, upside or downside. And then tomorrow, of course, we get weekly jobless claims, or first-time jobless claims, rather. And then Friday, we get the unemployment numbers. What's your prediction on the unemployment numbers for Friday?
Well, I think they're going to come in. They're going to start to be edging up a little bit. And I think you're going to start to see maybe 8.7 showing up in those numbers. I mean, the one thing to understand is, I mean, all these numbers are statistics. So there's plenty of ways of fudging them by the people that put them out. You know, but even if there's not fudging, I mean, there's a great deal of noise in them. So you're going to see some indicators up, some indicators down. But the lack of a clear trend basically means that we're just going to be kind of, you know, moving around, kind of stuck in this sort of, you know, black hole of uncertainty, at least for another couple of months.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So overall, where do you think we are in the U.S. economy? Where do you think we are in the Washington, Oregon economies?
Well, Washington's actually been lagging a little bit, certainly here in Southwest Washington. You know, the unemployment's been a little bit higher than the rest of the state. You know, like in the same way that Portland is the 800-pound gorilla for Oregon, Seattle's the, you know, the 900-pound gorilla for Washington. So the numbers have been up a little bit down here. Yeah, and the Northwest is sort of has lagged a little bit behind the rest of the U.S. in terms of the recovery by, you know, usually about two to three months. But we're seeing some signs of improvement. There was a pullback in aircraft orders today, so again, that's not going to be good for Boeing. But you know, until we get some sort of definition from the Supreme Court on Obamacare and some view on the election, it's just going to be a sideways kind of economy and market.
Do you get a chance to read James Pathakukas any?
No, I haven't.
Interesting blog on the Enterprise blog yesterday about how the election could be over on October 26th, not November 6th. And the reason is that's when the federal government will release the third quarter GDP results. Yeah, it's not looking too good. Do you think that if the economy bumps along the way you've described, that it will impact the presidential election? Or would it take the economy going back into quote-unquote recession for it not to matter to voters?
No, I think if it keeps bumping along, it's still going to be a negative for Obama. You know, remember, Reagan back in 83, 84, I mean, he was kind of bumping along there. He was below, but then the economy started perking up, and they were adding like 700,000 new jobs every month. And even then, people forget his reelection was in doubt for a while. And you know, in order for an incumbent, you know, we're thinking about George Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, he had a 90% approval rating after the Gulf War, and Obama, you know, can barely clear 50%. He's already very far behind. Now, he's got a lot of catching up to do, and the economy's not giving him any kind of lift. And I think they realize that, which is why you're seeing so much negative campaigning and, you know, kind of bogus things about Romney coming out right now, it's just really a sign of desperation.
Yeah, I think it is. What areas of the marketplace do you think are going to be positive in terms of investors? So in other words, our listeners who might want to make investments, what areas of the marketplace in an economy that's just kind of bumping along, that's not growing, but it's not retracting, what areas of investment would you advise people to consider investing in?
Yeah, two areas that we're getting very bullish on right now actually are natural gas companies, because the price of natural gas has really, really collapsed, and it looks like it's kind of hit bottom there.
Right.
Another sector is storage REITs. You know, a lot of people moving out of houses got to put their stuff somewhere. So the storage REITs are actually doing very well.
Interesting. And are there, I guess that makes sense. Do you think we're going to see a resurgence in home building? You know, apartment rents are moving up because so many people are not living in houses and they're having to rent apartments. But with today's interest rates on buying a home, you think home builders, I'm hearing that home builders are starting to snap up lots again and are applying for permits too soon?
No, some of the home builders have started to move up, like Toll Brothers. They're starting to improve on what's happening in the market. You know, they've been through, obviously, through hell for the last three to 4 years, and so they're much more lean, mean. You know, their cost of inputs, the cost of land, the cost of construction materials is quite a bit down. So, you know, their profits are starting to pick up. And you've seen some of the advertising that's out there about, you know, buy a new home that has the new energy efficient, you know, modern layouts, as opposed to buying an existing home.
Well, there is some validity to that, to be sure. I think that energy-related stocks, natural gas, of course, you're right about that. If on the political side, if Obama's EPA can find a way to stop fracking or dramatically slow it down, won't that hurt? It'll hurt the supply of gas and natural gas out there, but that makes an investment in it. It makes prices go up, wouldn't it? And
right.
So an investment would
restrict
would be a
supply.
Good idea.
Demand goes up. So yeah, and those that have locked in sources of natural gas would actually do pretty well, ironically.
Yeah, but doesn't help us with our natural gas prices, does it?
No, all those increased costs or future costs would be passed on to consumers. So
well,
that's why it's so important that everybody be prepared to vote early and often in the next election.
Now, wait a second. You're not advocating for casting more than one ballot illegally, are
no,
you?
No, not at all. And I'm not even from Chicago, but you certainly need to be watching out for that, certainly as James O'Keefe has proven, as we discussed before, up there in New Hampshire.
Indeed. Yeah, that is for sure. Bill, if our listeners want to call you and sit down and chat with you about helping them figure out how they should readjust their investment portfolios, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can give us a call, 800-562-7096. That's 800-562-7096. And we're on the web, brcapitalinc.com.
Very good. Bill, as always, great to chat with you, and happy birthday this week, by the way.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bill Roller, BR Capital, folks. Great company here locally. Give him a call. Well worth your time to consider.